This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Coffee-fueled story. Radio UNK, it's me, DJ Unicorn. That's right, we're ready to get amped. That's right. This show is going to be a special topic. A topic that I think relates to how you listened to the radio when you were younger. For those of you who actually tuned into actual radio stations. So there was a thing back in the day called pirate radio. And what pirate radio did was exactly what they did. They were not legal radio stations. They were pirated radio stations. So they would tap into the airwaves and they would broadcast, their illegal show. And usually what they did was bring you news of the day, share, special artists or upcoming artists or underground artists. So everything was very underground. And so when I started doing the podcasts, I felt, especially the solo episodes where I'm just talking to the air, and sometimes it feels like, am I even making a connection? Is anybody even listening? Is there any point to this show or to what I'm doing? And it reminded me of Pump Up the Volume, the movie with Christian Slater. And he had a pirate radio station. He was in high school. And he would talk about the things that nobody was talking about. So of course, that was high school topics related to social situations. And I feel that this podcast, or podcast in general, have the same correlation. There is a relationship there that is very similar. It feels very connected. And so, Radio UNK, Let's Get Amped, and Hard Harry was his persona on his show. The slogan was Steal the Air. If you think about it, it has to do with trying to get your attention, trying to bring you something that's relevant. So bring you information, but at the same time, entertain you. And that's what he was doing. That's what he did with his show. And I feel like that's what I want to do. That's how I would like my show to come across. And this episode is how Radio UNK is similar to Pump Up the Volume, the movie. In a way, again, I'm taking great liberties here, but the key point is that he felt like he was talking into the air, and he was wondering, is he even making a connection? Is anybody even listening? And that's sometimes what having a solo host show feels like. You have this topic that you want to share, you feel that it's very important, and you want others to know it's out there, but you really wonder, is anybody listening? Are you truly connecting with anyone? And so this episode is how I feel Radio UNK and Pump Up the Volume have a similarity, a connected link. And I don't know about you, but Christian Slater back in the day, like I love that guy. I pretty much watched anything with him. I was a huge fan of Christian Slater, any like Gleaming the Cube. Then, as he got older, he now is, in Mr. Roboto. There's just something about him, and especially because of the time frame that I grew up in, and I just feel like, how cool is that? And then the funny thing too is I don't think I necessarily look like him, but sometimes I kind of can. I have a photo where the reason I'm laughing hysterically because I see the photo that I made, and it's a picture of me with my crazy hair and him with his crazy hair. And I think we might both be wearing glasses in it too. And so it's really kind of funny. And so there's another element, another layer that I feel connected to Christian Slater. This would be like 10 degrees of Christian Slater. And so, as opposed to 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. But I guess that's a new thing. I don't know, 10 degrees of Christian Slater. And so to have the show, Radio UNK, to have the slogan, "Let's Get Amped," his poster, "Steal the Air," and then, like, he did make a stand. He was trying to make a point. Sometimes there are certain things that we do feel passionate about. I had an episode where I did the grief episode, and it was, I thought it was, you know, pretty important. And it was, I chose to actually do a video of that podcast because I wanted to share. I felt that it was important to show that grief can have many different faces. And it was something that, you know, it's a process that you have to go through. Like, you can't force it, you can't rush it, you can't hide it, you can't bury it. It's there. And so, again, you know, the correlation between podcasts and Hard Harry and his pirate radio show, there's just so many similarities. And like I said, I'm laughing and I'm smiling, and I hope that you feel the same correlation and can relate and hopefully get a good laugh out of this. And, you know, want to tell your friends and family that by listening to a podcast, you can say that you're listening to a pirate radio show, if you will. And it's funny. And it to me anyway, it cracks me up. And I think that the, you know, like I said, not stealing the air, but we are the podcasters. We are trying to catch your attention. We are hoping that something we say resonates with you, and that you will want to tell your friends. And, you know, it's kind of like the scene in the movie where the main character, the female lead, you know, she runs up to her other friend and, "Oh my God, have you listened to the show?" And she has the cassette tape and she's like, "Did you listen to the show last night?" And so it's that same, like, for me, I would love if somebody was to do that same thing. And, "Oh my God, I was listening to this podcast the other night and it was so cool. The host was saying XYZ. And I thought, how cool is that? I totally, you have to listen to this. You have to tell everybody to listen to it." That is where there is a correlation between podcasts and radio, and why I wanted to call this show Radio UNK. I will be featuring musicians. I actually have a couple of musicians. I don't want to say they're how should I say? They're not quite lined up, but they said yes, they would do it. And so I would like to actually tell you who they are. I'm going to give you a sneak peek, because one of the things I said that I would be doing is not gatekeeping as much. I want to let you know what's happening. I want to get you involved. I want you to be ready to grab that cassette tape and record the show. Of course, that's all in quotes, because you don't have to do that anymore. You can screen record, so I guess you could say, you know, I screen recorded it and I sent it to a friend, so you could do that. But the exciting news is, so there's three bands that I have spoken with, and two have said yes. I'm still waiting to hear back from the third band, but the first band that I've talked with, after Raven F, who with Brutal Bastion was the first featured artist. The next featured artist, and I don't have them booked dated yet, but we've talked and they said yes, is Lena and the Lions. That's right. Lena and the Lions are going to be on the show. It's going to be so cool. I cannot wait. I'm super excited. And then the next guest is Sarah Jane, and I'm not sure if I know you've heard her song, because it's an awesome song. It has to do with coffee, and she is, I believe she's a German artist. I need to get all of my facts together, and I want to make sure I pronounce her last name correctly, so I am looking her up right now because I want to make sure I don't mess up her last name. So her name is Sarah Jane McMinn, and she is touring right now, so she's been very busy. She has a song called Milk and Honey, and she's based out of Hamburg, Germany, and she has a song about coffee. And like I said, she's been super busy. She's touring, and so she said yes. We aren't booked, but I'm super excited about that. And then the third band, he and I have messaged back and forth, and so I'm trying to get him on the books. But he is a horror author. And he is in a 90s type of 90s rock band, I guess, would be the best way to describe it. And they are supposed to have them on the show as well. And what's really cool is because he is both a horror author and a musician, I might be able to double book him and put him on the Coffee Fueled Stories show, where I talk with authors about the writing process. So, I'm hoping that the band, will join me on Radio UNK and be a featured artist, band, group for the Radio UNK show. So I'm going to wait to say their name just yet, because like I said, the other two have said yes. So Lena and the Lions have said yes, and Sarah Jane has said yes. We just need to actually have the conversation and get them booked, so that will be happening here pretty soon. And then the other gentleman, I'm still waiting to hear back from them. He shared a press kit and his songs. He sent me, I think, like 12 songs for their next album. So I need to listen to those so that I can share those with you as well. So this is going to be totally awesome. I cannot wait to share more fun, exciting things on the Radio UNK show. So this episode is about pirate radio and how Pump Up the Volume and podcasts are connected and similar and related. The next episode, hopefully, I can get the band that I teased you about booked this week so that I can have them next week on the show. If not, I will see if I can find another band to fit in for the end of the month so that we've got two more Mondays. New Music Monday, like I said, I am announcing Lena and the Lions and Sarah Jane McMinn. So those are your New Music Monday bands. So if you agree that Radio UNK and Pump Up the Volume, the movie with pirate radio DJ Hard Harry and me, DJ Unicorn, have any similarities, have any correlations, I would love to hear about it. That is this week's show. It's short, it's sweet, it's just to let you know that I am here. I do have stories to share. I do have bands that I am going to be sharing. The show has been split into two formats. The Coffee Fueled Stories is talking with authors, and then Radio UNK is more DJ music related artists and bands. That is the new format. Those are the two shows. This is Radio UNK.
I like the idea that a voice can just go somewhere uninvited, just kind of hang out.
I'm DJ Unicorn, telling you to get amped.